At the Pentagon and the CIA, Homeland Security warriors are convinced that they can prevent the next terror attack by investing in data mining. That's the science of finding patterns in colossal amounts of apparently random information. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, American businesses are hoping to ride this wave of enthusiasm for new information technologies.
Imagine if you had a God's eye view of the Earth. You could see all the world's inhabitants rushing about like ants below you. It would be hard to see the connections, the relationships between people, their secret plans. That's what it's like to be a data miner like Professor Liz Liddy. She's been developing tools that find the patterns in huge amounts of data.
Traffic on Usenet, its websites, its newswires from around the world, records of financial transactions, phone records, flight travel records.
Liddy is an expert in the obscure science of evidence extraction and link discovery, or EELD. She works on systems that find relationships in what appears to be chaos.
This big semantic network map of who's connected to who by what relationship.
Private industry has long been interested in tools like EELD to sort through millions of transactions and find the anomaly that might be a case of fraud. Now, finding those connections is the holy grail for the world of homeland security. And a number of companies are offering to take up arms in this crusade, companies like Systems Research and Development, or SRD. Jeff Jonas says his company sifts through data for private corporations to figure out whether employees have hidden relationships with customers.
In corporate America, they would take their employees and vendors and customers and make sure their employees aren't in cahoots with either the vendors or the employees.
The tool that uncovers these connections is NORA, a friendly acronym for yet another ungainly term, non-obvious relationship awareness. Jeff Jonas says certain industries tolerate some relationships with customers, others do not.
A gaming customer, like as in, you know, Las Vegas gaming, would ratchet it maybe more tightly because there's so much money that's changing hands to make sure, for example, that somebody on a black book is not actually transacting with them because the gaming company can lose their gaming license or be fined heftily.
After September 11th, government also has very little tolerance for hidden relationships. Homeland Security officials want to see the connections between, say, militants in Hamburg and flight students in the U.S. That's one reason why the CIA is feeding venture capital to SRD through another planet in the acronym universe, InQtel. InQtel funds companies that are doing work the CIA sees as potentially valuable. And right now, the intelligence community is very interested in strategies for making more sense out of the information that's out there.
I think the conventional wisdom is that we're drowning in information and we can't cope with it, whereas the truth of the matter is that we're actually starving for information about who are the right people to talk to right now about this problem that I'm looking at.
David Gilmore is founder of Tacit Knowledge Systems, another beneficiary of InQtel funding. Tacit takes another approach to the connection problem. It establishes relationships inside an organization among people working on the same thing. Tacit does this by getting permission to sort through employees' email and computer activity.
We receive your email. We analyze the language, analyzing what kinds of things are gaining share of your focus over time and what are losing. And that gets added to your profile, and now you can be found just like a search engine on the internet.
Gilmore says Tacit Systems might have been able to set up contact between the FBI agents in Minneapolis and Phoenix, who each had a piece of the 9/11 puzzle before the attacks. The government has acknowledged it is seeking new data mining strategies as part of the Total Information Awareness Program in the Defense Department. But officials will not say just what tools they will use or what information they will be crunching. The official line is that would tell terrorists how to evade the system. But Jim Carafano of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, a Washington think tank, says there's another reason.
The reason, quite simply, is a lot of this is unproven. I mean, nobody really knows what the full potential of data mining is and if it really will be able to give us a large technological advantage.
And many people in the fields of data mining and connection making are wondering themselves, just how will their systems work when applied to national security? Will they improve security, or will they be used to silently invade people's privacy? That depends, they say, not on the technology, but on how government uses it. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.